Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Jesus Built a Bridge, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, Whose Name Are You Wearing? From Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 8.
One day they nailed a carpenter to a rugged tree, thinking he would never build again. There they held him through his hands and his feet. Still he carried out a master plan. Jesus built a
Listen, I want to tell you something.
Now the Father, he looked down from heaven to this old world below and saw there was no way to claim his own. So to the world, God's Son, the master builder, he had to go. Make a way to bring God's children home. Jesus built a bridge, yeah, to heaven, so that I could have a way up to
cross, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Today we live in a society that doesn't want God. And after the tragedy of 9-1-1 in New York, in Washington, D.C., and in Pennsylvania, we find that in New York City, they have built and constructed a memorial. It's interesting, though, as they were constructing this memorial, that the mayor of New York said he didn't want anything religious represented at Ground Zero. Well, God has been pushed out of our schools. God has been today pushed out of our court systems. And today I'll tell you what our court systems represent. It represents chaos. Amen. The right to life has been turned into the right to choose death for a child that doesn't have any voice as far as their life is concerned. God has become a byword that's only good for invocations, benevolence, or benedictions, or to be used in vain. Amen. Throughout Scripture, God produced a warning to the nations that forget Him. And we find that further, that God is removed today from a life, from a culture, then what happens is the more the door is open today, you know what happens? When we keep pushing God out of our lives, out of our culture, out of our churches, out of our lives, let me tell you what, going with that is also the covering of God. God removes His covering. We want God's blessings as long as it does not today include God's involvement in our life. We want to be free. Well, we declare we want to be free, but listen, we are never free from the power and the might of God in His control. And we should cleave to that. We should want that today, amen. We want the benefits as long as it does not include God's participation in our lives. So from Genesis 11, they decided three things. They said, we're going to build a city. And we're going to do this independent of God. It's what we want. Because God wants us scattered, and we're not going to do it God's way. Second thing is, they said, we're going to build a tower. We're going to build a tower. And thirdly, they said, we're going to take a name. Now listen, they wanted to build a civilization and rule it independently of Almighty God. So they wanted to do this on their own. God, you just go somewhere else. We don't need you right now. So they would build this tower, which would be a Babylonian ziggurat. And you can look that up and do a little search on Google about that. I'm not going to go into that now. But it would contain a temple. And it would reach into the heavens on top of the tower. Rather than building what God had said, they would build what they wanted. And therefore, by building what they wanted, they would attach heaven's name to it. That's why they put a temple, or sought to put a temple on top of it. They wanted religion, but they didn't want God. And that is so reflective of our generation and society today. People want religion, but they don't want a relationship. People want religion, but they don't want God. They don't want any identification. They just want to call on God when they feel it's convenient. Or they have reached the end of their resources. Let me tell you what. You reached the end of your resources when you were born into this world. Because it's not by you today, but it's by Him. He is the God that gives you the very breath that's in your body. He is the God that gives you the strength to keep going when everybody else is falling out. He's the God that will supply your every need according to His riches and glory. He's the God that will never fail you. He's the God who's always there. He's the God today that will never today abandon you. As today we live in a society that people abandoning children and killing kids and living in disrespect. I'm glad today we got a God that's still merciful, still gracious, and still kind, and is still good. Amen. Hallelujah. In spite of us. In spite today of our disrespect to Him. So, see, you can throw out His name, but you're not going to have His involvement. You can have religion, and you won't have the Lord. And Genesis 2 is the account of God's creation of man. And we find that throughout the chapter, the term And I saw this, and it really grabbed my attention. And I think a lot of times we don't see things that God puts there obvious before. So I saw this. I'm going to share it with you so you can see it too. But we find that God used the name Lord God. And you'll see that sprinkled throughout that chapter as God is creating and God is doing. And you know, you have two names here. You have Lord God. So you have in one name Elohim today, who is the God who is the Creator. And you have in the second name the God who is called Yahweh, who is the manifested God, who is present. Amen. So in Genesis 3, when Satan appears and beguiled Eve, we find that his first words were, "Hath God said?" Wait a minute. What happened to Lord God? And so the devil leaves the Lord off. See, we're leaving the Lord off in our life. We want a God that's convenient to us. But we don't want the Lord who today demands and today declares today that we serve Him and put Him first and foremost in our lives. So the devil keeps religion today because he says, "Hath God said?" That's what religion says. But he leaves off God calling the shots. That's what the L-O-R-D means. It's God who calls the shots. It's God who's in control. It's God who's on the throne. It's God that's today making the decisions. And it's far better to obey the Lord than it is to sacrifice. So he doesn't mind you have God in your conversations. He doesn't even mind that you come to church. But he wants you to leave off the Lord part that today necessitates and declares that you are serving the Lord today. See, our service to God is not in lip service. It's in living for God. Amen. It's putting Him first and foremost. It's seeking Him while He may be found. It's seeking God today and putting Him today in the priority of our lives. Seeking first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. He said, "All these things will be added unto you." People want to have God, but they want to have God without the Lord. You have God in your language, but you don't have God in your living as Lord. You have only religion. So you've removed yourself from the divine covering of God today. You've chosen the rule of man rather than the rule of God. God not only deals with lives, He also deals today with nations. Amen. As individuals today and as a nation, we must deal today with dependency. We are an independent church in by nature of the declaring that we're not under some ecclesiastical endorsing control or denomination. But today, we are dependent. We are dependent upon the Lord. We're dependent upon Him, the Lord God, in our church, in our lives, in our homes, and living for Him. And so today, we've got to get to the place America has declared a new declaration of independence. That is not reflective of 1776, but it's reflective of the evil that is within the hearts of men. Some of you are living today, and let me tell you what. And maybe your life today is declared you want to live independent of God. You want to live life your way. You want to do things your way. You want to have your way in life. And you'll call on God when you need Him. I'm going to tell you, if you don't find out today that you need God all the time, you're missing the whole point totally. You want religion, but you don't have the relationship. And if you're going to have a relationship, I'll take that any day over religion. Religion is man's way. That's what happened to Cain and Abel. That's what caused the problem there. Because one was bringing the sacrifice that God required. The other one was bringing what he thought in his own mind that was convenient to him. And that's what caused the conflict between two brothers and then the death of Abel.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.